This could be a second date update first. Maggie, who's on the phone to do a second date update today, just admitted to us that she has been with 30 guys in the last week.
No.
Impressive statistics, Maggie.
Good job, girl.
Yep.
Thank you.
If you missed the first part of the second date update, Maggie met this guy named Ray at a bar. They went out for a coffee date after meeting up. She said everything was going well, but she made a joke to him when he said, like, something along the lines of, "I bet you go out on a lot of dates." Her response was, "Yeah, I've been on 30 dates in the past week." The only thing is, he didn't get the joke. And he just kind of sat there like, "Oh my God." And that's why she thinks she's not getting a call back, because he still doesn't think that it's a joke. It's pretty hard to go out with that many people in 1 week. So hopefully, maybe Maggie, we can get him to realize that and go out with you again. Are you ready to give him a call?
Yes, for sure.
Okay.
This one's so weird to me because he asked you to go out to dinner at the end of the date. I mean, he was obviously complimenting your looks when he said you must get asked out a lot. I don't get that one little joke would make him not call you.
I know. So I'm excited to see what the problem is.
Well, yeah, no kidding.
One little joke. If he didn't get the fact that if he was thinking that you really went out with 30 guys in a week, that's bigger than a little joke. All right. I'm going to dial his phone number right now and see if we can get him on the phone, okay?
Okay.
Hello?
Hi, can I speak to Ray, please?
Yeah, this is Ray.
Hey, Ray, how are you? This is Jubal from Brook and Jubal in the Morning.
Who?
Jubal from Brook and Jubal in the Morning. It's a radio show.
Okay.
How's it going?
Fine.
Any idea why I'm calling you?
No.
We recently got an email about you from one of our listeners.
Okay.
Her name is Maggie, and you recently went out on a date with Maggie.
Okay.
Do you remember that happening?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, Maggie emailed us because she's wondering why you haven't given her a call back, especially at the end of the date when you were like talking about maybe meeting up for dinner or something. She hasn't heard from you, so she asked if maybe we could get you on the phone to find out why.
Oh.
Is there a reason you're not calling Maggie back?
I mean, it's just... it's probably not going to work out.
Oh, man, Ray.
Why is that?
I don't know. I don't think we're a good match.
Is there a specific reason why you think that?
Ray,
you're a hard guy to read.
I agree.
He is.
Why don't you think you guys would be a good match?
I don't know. I mean... Maggie, she's a really nice girl, probably one of the nicest girls I've met in a little while here, but she likes to do a lot of stuff.
What do you mean by that? Like, drugs? What do you mean by she likes to do a lot of stuff?
Well, she just like, I don't know, we were talking about stuff, and she was saying all the things she likes to do. She likes to take cooking classes, and she, like, rides a bike, and she, I don't know, always goes out with her friends, and...
She sounds like a fun, interesting person,
like,
by the things that you just said.
That sound like normal interests to me.
Uh-huh. You're right. She's totally interesting, normal person. I'm not very normal. Like, when she asked me what I like to do, I don't really like to do very much. And I don't hold it against her.
So you don't have any hobbies or interests?
I mean, I like watching TV, you know, hanging around the house.
Okay, maybe that's one of the things that she likes to do, too. Did you talk to her about that?
Well, I think... probably she does, but I don't know if I could keep up with all that other stuff.
You don't have to go biking with her or hiking or whatever she likes to do.
Go hang out with friends.
Yeah, I don't know. I could just tell. I think she deserves someone really amazing.
Do you just have
I
like?
I don't know if I'm really up to snuff.
You just sound like you just have really bad self-esteem, buddy.
No, I mean, it's not my fault that I'm like this. It's just, that's probably the way I was raised. I don't have a problem with it. I just don't think it maybe matches up with her lifestyle.
Okay.
But don't you think that's a decision she should make, not you, for her? Because you don't know how she feels.
Well, she might even be okay with it now, but I know that in a little bit she's going to see like what I see now, which is that, I mean, she's not going to like it. I mean, for instance, I don't want to be expected to do things.
Hey, look, I am 100% with you on that, Ray. Whenever I'm in a relationship, it's the worst when you're expected to do things.
Like,
but you don't know if she's going to ask you to go bike. You can, you know, both have your own separate lives.
We're just two totally different people. I mean, she's fun. She likes to do things, and I'm not. I'm just boring. So.
Well, maybe, have you thought about this? Maybe if you date her, you could learn to do some activities that you like?
See, that sounds like a lot of pressure right there.
All right. Well, Ray, if that's not enough pressure for you, here's some more pressure. She's actually on the other line listening to this conversation and wants to talk to you.
What?
Hello. Hi, Ray.
No emotion.
Matt, like, it really breaks my heart to hear you talk about yourself like that.
I don't feel bad about it. I'm just boring, and you're not boring. So you don't want to date me.
You're being really hard on yourself, Ray. Are you always like this?
I'm not trying to be a downer. I'm just being realistic. Just how things are. Being honest.
Well, I had a really great time with you a couple weeks ago, and talking to you now, you sound like a completely different person.
I mean, when you asked me what I like to do, didn't you notice that it took me like 10 minutes to get back to you on that?
10 minutes?
You asked me what my interests were, and I realized I don't really do anything. I don't really have any interests. So, I don't know. I kind of feel like maybe I should look at that. You know,
are you saying that your date with Maggie, like, changed your whole perspective on life?
I'm just looking at things a little differently now.
Wow.
Oh,
Maggie.
No.
What did you do to this guy?
Yeah, I mean, like, Ray, you really don't think this about yourself.
I just think I need to take some time with myself and just, you know, I think you're really sweet, and I think you are really on to something.
You're on to something. And Maggie, you keep doing what you're doing. You're on to something.
You're living your life.
Oh my God,
so, Ray, let me ask you this, Ray. I will pay for a second date if you guys go out again. Will you go out with Maggie one more time?
Oh my God.
She really likes you, Ray. She thinks you're interesting and fun and attractive.
I do, Ray. You know, I like that you're really sweet and you're gentlemanly. I mean, you pulled my chair out for me at the restaurant. You know, guys don't do that. So I would love to see you again.
Oh my gosh.
But in that list, you forgot boring.
Jeez.
Oh my God.
Ray.
You know, I like doing boring stuff too. I like sitting around doing nothing. That's fun for me sometimes.
Now I feel like you're just saying that to impress me.
That's how you really impress a lot of people. Yeah, no, I'm super boring. Ray, is there any way we can get you to go out with Maggie again?
Come on.
I mean, you're paying for it?
Yes.
Come on, Ray, you're in a slump. You need this.
And you could be boring and she won't mind.
Fine, but don't expect much.
So is that a yes, then? You'll go out with Maggie?
Yeah.
Yes!
Congratulations, Maggie. You got a second date.
I know. Great.
You are excited about this?
Well, yeah, I'm excited. It just sounds like he's in a mini slump. So I'm excited to help him get out of it.
All right, good. Well, you can be Ray's slump buster then.
I'm not in a slump. This is how I am. Please don't expect more.
Well, I'm excited to hear about how this whole date turns out with you guys.
Oh, me too.
It's close to, you know, a romance novel or something.
I wouldn't be too excited.